what's going on with your baby, what's going on with your kin, what's popping today, my friend?
Everything is real good. It's beautiful.
Yeah, well, it should be, man. It should be, definitely. That was 50 Cent and his new single off his new CD called Get Up. Appreciate being able to use that music, man. It is a wonderful, cold, brisk day in Cleveland, Ohio right now.
Well, evening now. Nighttime. When the sun go down, it get real, real.
Man, it gets right out here. I haven't seen too many places, man, get as right as Chi-Town, baby. Chi-Town, man, look like, boy, that hawk come around them corners up there. They don't call that place the Windy City for nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, definitely. How's everything else going for your New Year's, man? What you, what's going on for the day, baby? Talk to me. What's going on for the day? You got your black eyed peas in the pot?
No, I don't do none of that. I've just been reminiscing over the past year.
Yeah?
Trying to get everything right for the new year.
Yeah, yeah?
It's going to be a dynamic year for me. I can feel it.
All right, baby. All right, all right. So what you're saying is you not only can you feel it, you're going to make a move towards it.
Oh, it's coming.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I have no doubt.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to settle for nothing less than an excellent year. I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it. It's the, I think 2009 is time for me to put the Rico Suave on it, man. You know what I mean? It's time for me to put that swagger back in 09. I think so. You can check my voice out. I'm getting kind of Barry Whitish a little bit. You check me out? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess yeah. I'm a little going on for myself, man. I'm blueprinting everything that I'm doing.
Oh, Lord. You going back to Jay-Z, huh?
No.
Nah, blueprint one, two, and three.
When you blueprint those motors and you get the optimum.
Let's come on.
I'm getting the optimum out of everything that I touch.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, Big Daddy. Well, I look like you gonna put some blueprint down, and you gonna put a little bit of time in the plan.
Yes, sir.
A little bit of time. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Well, you know what, man? I even say it today. I said I'm gonna just smooth myself out today, mellow myself out, not get caught up in a bunch of things today. I want to give some shout outs to some folks out there, man. Definitely out there listening to us. Later in the show, we're gonna do that. And you know, I'm just looking forward to. I'm gonna tell you what I'm looking forward to, man. I'm looking forward to some call-ins today about some New Year's resolution. I'm looking for somebody, anybody out there. I want to hear what do you guys got planned for the new year, man. But it is a couple topics and stuff that I definitely going to touch on today. But going to have some fun today. Do a couple things and a little bit on the lighter side today. And really want to do it every show, man. Have a good time every show. I hope you so far you guys have enjoyed the shows. I've loved doing it. It's a dream come true for me. I know, Big Daddy, I called you in on it at the last moment, but I think you're having a good time with it.
I'm having an excellent time. I'm having fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only am I having fun, I'm definitely going to make this stuff work.
Yeah, well, that sounds good.
People are going to look forward to hearing us.
Okay, baby, that's what I'm talking about. So we looking good for 09. I know last night we went downtown and we did a television interview. That went pretty well. Other than the fact of I forget two of the chakra points.
Yeah.
I forgot them. And still, that didn't come up with all of them today, but it's all good, Big Daddy. We're gonna make it work. I tell you what, I do want to say something been on my mind, and really for 08, and it's something that you hear, you know, you kind of listen to people, man, while you're out, and you hear them talk, and it definitely, how optimistic and how open-minded are people for 09. You know what I'm saying? How optimistic are people today? And how open-minded, you know what I mean, are people today? Man, and if you listen to some of the stuff that they talk about, some of it is off the chain. You got to laugh at some of it. You really do. I mean, you got to laugh at some. Not, you know, you have to laugh. You know, you just have to laugh at it. I know I do. But some of that stuff, man, you can't take, excuse me, majority of what people say and lock it down for seriousness. Man, that stuff would tear you up every day if you listen to that crap every day, man.
No, you can't. I heard something yesterday that kind of, like, pitted my stomach, you know. It was...
I mean, but who said it, though? Who said it?
Somebody, I mean.
Somebody you know? You're trying
somebody
to keep
I know.
You're trying
I,
to keep their identity on
yeah,
the low
I'm gonna
side?
Keep, I'm going
to
keep them on the low side, but if they were listening, they'd know exactly who they were. But,
wait, so let me ask you a question now. How juicy is the story? I mean, what is it dealing about? Something about what they want to do? Something about what? I mean,
what their expectations of people or something, like someone owes them something, you know. If you go out here and you make a decision and it doesn't work for you,
right.
It's no one else's responsibility to take care of that decision that you made. It's your responsibility to come up with the best result that's going to work for you.
That's right, that's right.
I can't be your father and I'm just your friend or
savior.
Right. I mean, each and every one of us have our own built-in savior. Save yourself.
I
mean, it's nice if someone comes to your rescue, but...
Yeah.
Don't.
911, help me out.
Yeah, bro. Don't put another brother down because he didn't come to your rescue, because you might be putting him in a situation where you're going to take him down.
Well, you know, my question would be, man, is how many times did that person come to a rescue of somebody themselves? You see what I'm saying? Because a lot of folks say, you know, man, I can't believe so-and-so, they didn't do that, but how much doing they done? You know what I mean? That would be my thing. That's a dynamic exchange.
Exactly.
Right. I don't think nothing getting past that law. But is there anything juicy in the story, though? I mean, is there anything that you want to, you know, get deeper? You going to blend into that later? You want to go back to it later?
No, we don't want it right now.
What you think?
No, because we were standing up there, and it was a female there. She kind of blasted him a little bit, you know, asked him what did he mean
by the statement?
Yeah, what did he mean by the statement, and what kind of underwear was he wearing?
You
know? Dude just...
You mean, what are you trying to say, man, was he wearing a G-string or was he wearing briefs? Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like,
so what do you say after that? What do you say?
He got bottled up. You know, you want to get on the defense and get, you know, loud.
Okay, so really he didn't have any comeback is what you're saying?
No, he didn't have any at all.
Okay, well, man, we ain't gonna lock on that. But I wish the best New Year's Eve to everybody out there listening. This is all across the United States, Europe, UK. That's the same thing as Europe, if I'm not mistaken. But it's the same point. And anybody else out there listening to it, all the way to Alaska, wherever you got the internet, man. From Hustler Spirit, we wish you guys and everyone listening a very safe New Year's Eve, and we hope that you get into all kind of trouble, baby. Ain't no need to slacken. See, you think I would say something like, don't get into no trouble. Get knee deep in it. You know what I'm saying? Jump, dive in, Big Daddy. Dive in. I ain't going to say nothing, Big Daddy. I ain't going to say. I'm on Big Daddy told me, don't ask him what he is doing for tonight, and I'm not going to go there, Big Daddy. I'm not going to say nothing. You might say something towards that yourself.
Well, let's ask you, what are you doing tonight?
I'm not doing anything but eating a piece of chicken and some black eyed peas, Big Daddy. That's all I'm doing. What about you?
I see you printed up and you got your $20 bill laminated.
Big Daddy, yeah, I do. I got it somewhere.
Put it over the door?
No, I ain't gonna put it over the door. I got some more money in my pocket. I figured I'm gonna definitely come in to 09 with some cheese. I don't want to play around whatsoever. I tell you what we're gonna do, man, right now before I get into a couple things that I want to talk about, excuse me, because today, man, I was kind of feeling a little bit under the weather today, my friend. I didn't do the food thing right, man. I didn't exercise until later. I felt good after I exercised. One of the best things to open up that crown chakra, to make those energy points, man, come alive. I worked out. I felt good. I lifted, man, did some arm exercises today. And went on ahead and had me a spinach salad, Big Daddy. That's what I had. What do you think about that?
Sounds pretty good. I mean, if you're a rabbit.
But
spinach is real good.
You better believe it. You better believe it, baby. I got some antioxidants in.
I mixed it up with my salads and stuff, and I put them all on my sandwiches and stuff.
I know you talked about that, definitely. I'll tell you what we want to do. We want to do a shout-out to Greg White. A very good friend of mine. Once again, I met him at a Akashic reading class with Donna Fox. He is a Reiki master and a Matrix practitioner. Feeling energy, transforming energy, this is what he does. I've had him work on me, and I tell you, I have seen that man work wonders. Ken, he's done some things for you, too.
And
my man does work. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I've seen that man face to face change the actual taste of a glass of water. His website is gregwhite255@gmail.com. He also works with a lady, and her name is Judy Higdon. She is a psychic intuitive, and she is also a energy matrix healer. To contact her, now I haven't had any work done by her, but I'm definitely going to have some, and they're going to be on the shows. So we'll probably get them on sometime in February, sometime in that category, or possibly March they're going to be on. But a contact number for her is 757-679-3113. And Greg was telling me that she will hurt your feelings, and that's the kind of person I'm talking about. She's not going to smooth anything over. What she sees is what you're going to get, and that's, you know, and that's what you, that's what I want. I mean, you know, don't hold it back. And it's one thing, even dealing with psychics, it doesn't necessarily mean that what they're saying is concrete, but what they're saying is, given a situation and time point within the energy realm at that particular second, these are what comes out of a psychic mouth is basically what has the possibility of happening at that particular moment. All things can change. So, you know, that's just one thing. It's a difference.
The change,
you know,
is definitely in us. I mean,
in us. Without doubt. Without doubt. It's us, right.
You know, with all these beliefs and all this negative stuff going on or something, and if you really want to feed into this stuff, you won't have a good outcome. But if you, like I was just saying earlier, start thinking about just blueprinting some stuff for yourself, making a collage, building a new whole realm of your life.
Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
Everything. I mean, it'll change for the better for you.
Oh, without doubt. I mean, that's a, you know, that is exactly. But I'm going to tell you something. Working with psychics, you can get an edge on some things. You can do that. Just have an open mind about it, and also realize that you are the captain of your own ship. And that's the fun part about it all, man. I mean, no matter what. You know what I mean? The fun part about it is that you're the captain of your own ship. Ain't nobody else. You know what I mean? Personally, I don't want nobody to have my wheel. I want to have a wheel. You know what I mean? Just like I don't like going on a trip and having somebody drive. Let me do the driving. That's how I feel. I want to be able to be in total control of my environment. And I think that's a, you know, I believe in my heart that's an excellent way to feel. And that's how I feel. Also, we're going to touch on today, man. I'm going to get on a couple things today and that I think are very beautiful topics is people's personalities and dealing with the laws of attraction, man, that personality. And I just got a couple things. And then that we experience on a daily basis, man, whether it's people that we meet with the TV show. Matter of fact, let's throw her a little shout-out, too. This was we had an interview yesterday night with Tropicana 107.9, a Cleveland hip-hop radio station disc jockey, very lovely lady. She did an interview with us and asked us to come on down there, her and Q. We had a good time with them. Had some good food, good people down there at the Sunset Lounge down there in Cleveland, downtown Cleveland. So if anybody's listening from Cleveland, man, go down there. It's a beautiful club down there. They will welcome, and that's a shout out to them too, because they definitely took care of us going down there yesterday. But working on your personality, man, it's something that we can talk about even for 09. And you know, you see a lot of that going into restaurants. You see a lot of it going into department stores. And the first thing come to mind with me, man, when I meet a person, young man, young lady, or a potential business associate, is the manner of how that person shakes my hand. You know what I mean? That's very important to me. Clothing, posture of the body, very, very important to me. Something we look at sometimes subconsciously, man, consciously, man. We weigh people out on, you know, a handshake. I know as a man, I'm going to try to break your freaking hand. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give you no wet noodle handshake. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give it to you. And if you cry like a female, I'm going to squeeze harder. That's just how I am with it. You know what I mean? And I think that's very important because as a man and doing business out here, man, and all, you know, and even my fellow hustlers out here, my people out here in the street, people out here in offices, when you shake them hands, that's a very important thing. You know what I mean? That's a contract. If it takes it to a next level. If not, that is a meeting of soul. That is a meeting and dynamic exchange of energy. That's very important. And even if you're shaking a man to a female, that's very important too. People can tell a lot, man, just by a handshake, just by a touch. You know, how you welcome a person into your space or a new person into your life. That's very, very important. So I've had my experiences with the handshakes, definitely. And like I said, clothing and posture of the body, very, very important, man. You know, you can get a chance to see people when they come in, how they're standing, what they're doing, all these things. Even getting back to the laws of attraction, man, when you throw those gestures out there and that energy out there, you want that to be the highest vibrating points of the day. And when you have that crap and it's low and, you know, people looking at you like, man, you just what is up with this guy? It's a lot of business deals cut, man, just because of a person's handshake and their posture and gestures. A lot of it. And a lot of it, we have judged people. I mean, we can't be saying, oh, you know, we haven't judged somebody by that. We have. We'll judge you by your voice. Well, you know, your voice, your tone. We'll judge you by your tactfulness. We'll judge you by that. And, you know, it's one of those things is us being human. You know what I mean? So it's definitely one of those things.
Me, just beyond the handshake, I mean, someone, if you shake my hand, you got to give me a firm handshake. But you also, when you're talking to me, you got to look me square in the face. You got to give me eye-to-eye contact. And, I mean, if I can feel any kind of...
any dishonesty or any situation like that.
About you, I can look in your eye and tell what you just about, what you are.
Exactly, what you just about made of. And that's very important. So everybody, any young person out there listening, young people, men, women, young ladies, young men, very important, man. Look them people dead square in their eye, shake their hand, and try to break it off. That's just how it is, baby. Try to break it off. You know, and also dealing with the personality, man, I would say definitely, and I'm just throwing some things out there to think about that are in my nature, you know what I mean? And I think I definitely possess these things, sincerity of purpose. I think that's a very important thing that each individual have to ask themselves, especially if you're in the path of getting, you want your desires, you place your desires out there, you're looking for universe to do some things. Very important about your sincerity about that, because universe will test that. How much do you want it? Trust me, I haven't had nothing that I've asked for that just flopped into my lap without a test being before or afterwards. You know what I mean? Sometimes, you know, you have something drop into your lap, man, and then shortly after that you say, whoo, boy, I can't believe I'm blessed like this, and the next thing here you got a little challenge, a little bump in the road, you know, to make you to say, you know what, do you really, really want it? Do you really want it? And I think that's very important, too. Choice of words. You know, choice of words, very important. Poise. You know, I think we all as individuals are overtaken by people with high poise. You know, you want to be like, you know, poise. And I even put down next to poise, man, a nice swagger about yourself. To me, that's a real attractive, you know, not to where it's, you know, crazy, but you know what I mean? A nice swagger, a nice confidence level about yourself, man.
Well, some people's, presentation, and that's part of the swagger. I mean, you can tell someone who's excellent and disciplined about certain things. They might go overboard with the neatness or something, but you know it's something that you look at, and most people are attracted to real neatness.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you have to look at it, too. Universe is neat. We're attracted to it. You know what I mean? Everything operates better when it's neat. Hold on one second. Excuse me out there. Got a little sinus infection. Got kind of lazy on my clothes, man. That day it hit almost 70 degrees here. Went out, didn't have a hat on. So excuse my voice. I'm fighting a little bit of something, but I'm still making it through because I'm determined, Big Daddy. You feel what I'm saying? Determined. Whether I'm not feeling that well or not, I'm going to give it my all.
I don't know about that.
Unselfishness. I think that's an important fact, too. You know, that's part of dynamic exchange with universe, man. You know, I haven't seen a prosperous person in my life that's been selfish. I haven't. I mean, I just can't see it. You've got to be a giver to receive. You have to have open hands to get something back in. A closed hand, closed pockets. I ain't seen nothing get in that. You?
No.
I ain't seen nothing.
I know people who hold it out and keep it open. You know, and like I said last week, all the time, a greedy person ain't always fat.
That's true. That's true. That is true. That is true.
I mean, he might think he's fat, but
yeah.
Somewhere down the line, you know, because, I mean, we could always have, it's a lot of us are probably out here that have a lot of money, but don't have nobody that they can look on to, you know.
But you want to share. You want to share something. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
without a doubt, man.
Just not just sharing. I mean, as we get older, we're limited if we don't take care of ourselves in a certain aspect. So we need help. You know, I can't do the things that I used to could do 10 or 15 years ago. I might can do them a little smarter and still do the same thing.
Yeah, but you can't
really
fire
it up like
I really
want to.
See, ask me, can I fire mine up? Absolutely, baby. I feel like I am 20 right now. I ain't no hold back, baby. Talk about, man, I can't do what I used to do. Please. I get out there. Matter of fact, I'm coming back this year playing baseball, man. I'm coming back.
You think you're
going to
be just as fast?
Well, I don't know about just as fast. You
think
you're
going to get around them bases just like
Big Daddy, if I hit them deep enough, I'll jog around them bases.
Well, you
if I hit them long enough, baby, I ain't got to run around them bases.
What they say, you better go to the steroid man on the street, then. You better go try to find him. Because I think that's how Roger Clemens and them got because they sure didn't get it by you. They was mad things.
That's all right, though, baby. That's all right. If I can hit him 450 feet, you know, hey, that's one of them things.
Barry Bonds wasn't thinking about him 20. He took a couple steroids, and he say, I'd rather not talk about it. Only thing he did, he go up to the plate and not one home.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Yeah, but I'm coming back, man. I'm coming back. I don't care what nobody say. I'm coming back all the way around, baby. I'm going to bring back 99 back. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. Definitely that, man. How about somebody's facial expressions, man? What do you think about that? That's a quick turn off or turn on, too, isn't it? What you think? I mean, you know?
You can tell a lot by facial expressions.
Oh, yeah. But at the same time, too, man.
But a good person, a good, clever person.
Yeah.
Knows how to put it on.
Yeah, but that cleverness will run out in a minute, man. We looking at somebody with just a honest feel for joy. And I'm gonna tell you something, man. Even when you're feeling bad out there and you're not, some things aren't quite going right, and you don't have all the things placed the way that you want to place. Universe throws you these challenges, and that's all that they are. A smile is just medicine to you. I mean, a laughter. I mean, a lot of times, man, we'll both be down sometimes. You know, I mean, everything is not always, you know, I think what we have done is we've able to not linger on the negative things or not linger on the lower vibrations because we'll find a way to flip these things and transform them and transcend these things. But what happens, man? You try to crack a joke. You try to laugh. You try to get a funny movie. And it makes you laugh, and you can joke around with it, man. And it just makes you feel better. And I know it releases hormones and different things in your body, and it exercises your face. I mean, you know what I mean? To me, that's a good smile. But no, you got to bring up somebody trying to put on the smile. No,
I don't ever try to fake a smile.
No, I ain't talking about you. Just, you know, maybe somebody else that you know that can put one on. And there are people that can put one on.
Oh, I know. And when they do it,
they're good at it, without a doubt.
But,
you know what, too? I think definitely looking at 09, getting that honesty level up, screaming. And that's getting back to the point, man. There's nothing more that you can do, whether you're bringing it to a hustle game, whether you're bringing it to a business, a office, a relationship, to your kids, significant other. I don't care what it is. When you bring that honesty, man, you're going to get that back. You know what I mean? You're going to get it back. You're going to get it back because that's you know, cause and effect. I don't care how you look at it. You're going to get that back. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too, man. Make you feel good.
Well, you never really believe in how much impression that you put on people until you really see some things, or, you know, because I've been around some people and you really never thought that you had any effect on them until you like get a little distance from them, and then you get back around them again, and you
right.
you'll look at them and you say, man, you know, I try, and if your intentions are pure, it'll definitely rub off.
I mean, let me ask you a question. So what are you basically saying is that you have seen in you being honest with people, if you separate yourself from them, you basically can see the effect of you being honest towards them. They kind of give you that, you know, damn, dude, you know, we really miss you this way, or, you know, kind of give you some, you know, some positive.
Right, 'cause I had someone do something to me this year. They done it, you know, do some devious little things, you know, and you, but I didn't feed, I don't feed into that. I went ahead.
So you stayed your course.
And, I followed my course through, and what I said I was going to do,
right.
I did.
Right.
You know, and
right.
I, even though they did some little crazy things to me to,
sure.
you know, to try to get back at me to see how I was going to react, I stayed true to what I said I was going to do and still did what I said. And,
okay.
And right now, they look you in the face and they just...
Well, you know what, too, man? A lot of people don't realize, and this is, due to magnetism, you know what I mean? And I'm going to put that point out there right quick. A lot of people don't realize the little things that they do, how much it affects themselves. More than it affects that person that you're trying to do that to. Because guess what? You have the authority. I'm coming up with a new one now. The authority of yourself to say, you know what? I don't want to be bothered with it. If you're distancing yourself from that, how can it affect you? You know what I'm saying? So, but the thing about it is when people do it, I'm going to tell you another thing too, man. One of the worst, if a person out there can change this one thing that a lot of people do, being revengeful. Man, if that is self-sabotaging by its Lord. Anything that, man, most of the desires that you placed on universe, a lot of things that you've been praying for, a lot of things that you're working towards, do you know with a act of being revengeful, you can damn near destroy all of those things in motion? Stuff that you put in motion, man, you can destroy that.
I totally believe that because
I'm telling you, sometimes, baby.
I have it in me, but I just, you know, at the last moment, I can't find myself to do it. You know, I'm right there. And I'm getting ready to put
you're
it
right,
down.
You ready to put it? Dude, you're growling right now, Big Daddy. What you trying to? Is that the part
I'm
of the
juice? Ready to go to work, Big Daddy.
You're about ready to get medieval on them.
Yeah, I just back up off of it. And it's crazy, you know. Like, and I look at myself. Damn, did I get soft? But I don't even feel like I got soft at all. I just
you got smarter. What you think?
You got wiser.
That's right, because you understand how those laws work, and you're starting to understand those things, and you're putting your hands on them. And that's an important thing, man. I'm telling you. Now, I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, Big Daddy. I'm not saying, I don't necessarily say I'll get into the act of being revengeful, but I will say I'll get into the act of giving somebody what I feel they deserve. And you know what I mean? And I'll come with it with a pure heart, baby. Ain't no time. I ain't got to be revengeful now. But it do come a time that you gonna have to put it on somebody's ass. You know what I mean? It come a time. We can only, you know what I mean? We don't want to get too spiritually imbalanced. You don't want to be betraying yourself, being soft. You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
But it come a time. But you know what I'm saying?
I think it's just right now for me.
You just on a cruise line right
nah,
now.
Nah, just to, you know, just light that candle and let the little flame just go ahead.
Little flame?
Yeah, and just start getting, as it gets larger, as the candle get a little dimmer.
You're right, right.
The flame get a little larger.
Yeah, well, as long as the wick is right, though. You got to have the right kind of wick.
And AIS already get touched, but I don't even have to really do a lot of work at it.
Right. Well, see, here's the deal, though, Big Daddy. I kind of look at myself like, give me that 20-pound propane tank. I want to have one of the remote controls. You know what I mean? It's just sometimes you just want it full blast. You ever just cut the oven on full blast just to see how hot it gets? Sometimes we got to do that. Sometimes. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, all the time. Some of that can be draining.
Yeah, I did that today. Gone.
Yeah?
Toast my bagel. I got sidetracked. And they got toasted, too, real quick. Black.
Yeah, come on with it, man. Come on with it. I tell you something, too, that's important, man, that working on your personality for 09, enthusiasm. Now, really perk it up. Start, you know, perking that enthusiasm up, feeling good, coming home with a smile, greeting your kids, your pets, your significant other with a smile, laughing, joking, you know, man, just that a kid's enthusiasm. A lot of people, man, they go around here, they, oh, I'm this old, I'm this age. You know what, man? Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. I have to be completely honest with you. I feel like I am 20 years old. Now, don't granted, I got football injuries. I got separated shoulder injuries from baseball. I got, you know, but I mean, other than that, man, how I feel, I do. I feel like I'm 20 years old.
I feel like I act like a kid, sort of. Not, I don't really act my age, but, you know.
I mean, you have fun.
I have a lot of fun sometimes, and then sometimes I don't. But what I said I'm going to do to make sure that I never lose track of that, I'm going to make myself a little collage and fold it up and put it in my back pocket.
My man.
And when I get off track, I'm just going to look at it.
Right, right. Well, guess what that do, man? That puts some, that locks some things into your subconscious mind. It gives your subconscious mind awareness of the goals that you are setting forth, things that you do desire. And if you keep looking at it long enough, you will achieve all of those things. That's very important. That's a very important fact, not only just the universe, too. That's getting back to the laws of attraction, man. I think everybody should make a collage. I said, I'm going to make one, too. You know what I mean? I have made my list, my desire list, but that collage and pictures go a long way. So I think that would be a good thing to do for 09, the beginning of 09, even tomorrow, man. Find some old magazines, some things that you want to do. Get that paper, get that glue stick out, and make that collage and take a look at it and know that you can have those things, man, all the way from your material things and all the way from the, you know, how you want your life to be. That's an important thing, man. I mean, that's a very important thing. That definitely is. And I'm going to tell you something. Not only with that, and the next thing that I want to talk about, even with that, is the capacity of your faith. That you will achieve them, and that you can have those things. There's so many people, you know, that's, yeah, I got a picture of it up. But down inside, man, they don't believe they can get them. You know what I mean?
The reason they don't believe that they can get them but, you know, you can't ask for something big and expect it to come just like that. It's not going to come like that. There's going to be little things to get you to the big thing, but you have to be aware and see them. You have to put yourself in a pleasurable position at all times. I mean, you could be having a bad day, going to the mall, having a real fucked up day, and then just you get the close little parking spot. That wasn't by coincidence, or you was just happy. You know,
right.
You were there at the right time,
right.
And someone provided you that space, so you wouldn't have to take 1,000 steps to the door.
Well, some of these folks out here, man, might need
but
1,000
even
steps.
Get.
Some of them might need 1,000 steps, man. I mean, you know, me, myself, baby, I'm parking mine all the way to the end because I might need them 1,000 steps. But no, I understand your point.
But I definitely understand your point. But you see what I'm trying
to
say.
No. Yeah, for sure. But I'm going to tell you something, too. Now, for me, the big things come quick. They come quick because I'm starting to understand and the more integral workings of how things are brought to me. I mean, just, 3-4 days ago, my sister found a pit bull puppy. Beautiful, beautiful dog. Now, a week before that, or even less than that, I had said to universe, I said, you know what? I already have a pit child. I said I wanted a pit bull dog or a pit bull or another pit child. So my sister, man, I'm going to the bank. I'm coming from the bank, and my sister calls me up, and she said, hey, I got a puppy. And I'm thinking, she got a puppy that she sees in the paper, and you want to tell me about it. No, she physically has a puppy. And beautiful dog. I fell in love with this dog, and it's just a blessing. And I just had to chuckle, and I had my own private conversation with universe because those are the things that reinforces me. Now, what is the coincidence, which to me, understanding how law works, and understanding that there's no coincidence, but getting past that point to people that, you know, maybe not necessarily follow that point, is what's the coincidence due to finding a full-bred pit bull 12-week-old puppy? Think about it. That's like a needle in a haystack, dude. In the midst of wintertime, finding a 12-week-old pit bull, brown, chest full white, hazel eyes, beautiful dog, one of the most intelligent dogs that I have ever had in my life, and find this dog, took this dog right in. It's off the chain. You can't do anything but show your gratitude to the universe for that. I had to laugh. Because, you know, stuff, like I said before in multiple other shows, man, that stuff, it just makes me laugh. And things to me, they are expedient to me. And I'm highly blessed. People say, I've been waiting 5 years. Man, with me, it's minutes and hours and days at the most. for me, and everything. And I feel empowered by that. I really do. But I also feel the responsibility to learn how it happens, the operating system, not universe's emotions, God's emotion. You know, we have a good feeling for that. I do believe that. We have emotions, and I think universe has those same basic emotions, but the workings of universe, those are the things that are going to bring people's desires in 09 to the forefront in their lives, is understanding how that works. Let me say this about faith. Faith is a connecting link between the conscious mind and universe. It is the major link, the catalyst for obtaining all of your desires. See, when I placed that desire for the dog, I had other opportunities to look at other pits, but I listened to my inner. My inner said, no, just hang on for a minute. No, don't call that person up in the paper. No, don't go visit that other dog. You don't, just hold on for a minute. I listened. That eternal knowledge, that eternal inside, that spiritual knowledge, I listened to it. So I couldn't do anything but chuckle from it. And other people might not, they might say, well, dude, your sister just found the dog. And actually, it was her boyfriend that, you know, they were both outside, but her boyfriend found, you know, the dog came to the boyfriend. And, but for me, I place things in order. So I don't look at it as a coincidence. I realize that there are no coincidences, and I realize that it's everything that happens in our lives is backed by law. And that's just, to me, that's an empowering feeling, man. I mean, that is just an empowering feeling. So, you know, those are just one little holiday treat. That was my holiday gift. You know what I mean? Now, my other dog ain't really feeling, I don't think that dog take too highly to anything. You know what I mean? But I love him, too, because my man will put it. I tell you, I learned so much from him, man, just looking at him. I really have placed some things that I want to do in my life like that dog. I seriously do. I mean, you know, second chances, third chances, there is none. Right out the gate, full blown, I'm coming. That's how I want to attack this new business. That's how I want to attack this radio. That's how I want to attack my book. I want to attack it just that way. And the up-and-coming business ventures that we have, I want to attack those things that way, man.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean,
like
you know.
I said, I already had a plan and working, and it's going nonstop.
That's what I'm talking about.
Just
baby.
Like I said, Big Daddy, we getting medieval.
The medieval on their asses. That's what we need to do. I tell you, another important thing for 09 is a willingness to share one's blessings. Riches may be multiplied by the simple process of sharing. That is an important thing, man. So a lot of people out here want to have people in their life to share with and share feelings and thoughts and conversation, material things with. You know what I mean? A lot of people out here, and they don't. You know, so with the people of people out here that have someone, if you cuddle up next to someone tonight, if you're with someone right now listening to this program, you know, reach over there and give them a hug, man, and tell them that you love them. That's an important thing. People take that for granted too, man. If you don't have anything but pets in your house, be blessed for that. You know what I mean? Be blessed that you have something. Because I tell you something, I don't think there's, other than a human being really true with you and honest with you, I don't think there's nothing close to a pet on a true love side of a pet, man. I mean, really, seriously. I'm not talking, you know, basing that on the human side, but I'm just talking about that pet truly loving you when you come home. You can leave the house 10 minutes later, man, come back. That pet act like you've been gone for a week. I mean, and that make you feel good. You know, you got a responsibility for that. You know, and to me, the next important thing for me in working on one's personality for 09 is a open mind to all subjects. How many people out here, man, we go to get our haircuts at the barbershop, closed-minded, so closed-minded. You know, people on the streets, you hear them at bookstores, you know, you hear them at the grocery store, so closed-minded, man. I mean, I know you got an open mind, I have an open mind. I mean, to me, that's a sense of freedom by itself, man, just willing to take something other than your hard beliefs and take that and just take an analytical look at it. Take a spiritual 360-degree look at it. Because I can't see a person obtaining nothing out here, man, without having an open mind.
But a lot of people just, they get trapped into all this things that people put out at us, and they get, what am I trying to say?
Dude, they get jacked up over folk ripping the wrong crap out their mouth. And they lead into that and they give into it. You know what I mean? Is that what you're talking about? You know what I mean?
Not just that. Their expectations of things, man, they just think someone's supposed to do something for them all the time, like a little...
Well, that's some ego, man.
A little crutch or something. It's really crazy.
But they, you gotta step up higher than that, though.
And their mental is just... It's really hard to change.
Yeah. It could be. Ask me how I feel about that, Big Daddy.
How do you feel about it?
Next subject. All right, baby. Here we go, baby. To understand people and understand people's ways. It's kind of on the line of what you talked about. See, the more you have a better understanding, what they can really can't affect you. Think about it, Big Daddy. I mean, think about if you knew every move in checkers. Would you think about engaging with a dude playing checkers? You figure you're going to whip his behind, right? You wouldn't even fade it. Well, we know and understand people and get a better understanding about people and a better understanding about people's ways or, you know, emotions. I think it's very important for us to study that. I think we can handle people a lot better by doing that.
But I'm just going to ask you this question.
Yeah, yes, sir. Big Daddy,
in that competition thing,
yeah.
Any time that you go in competition, are you willing to take a loss?
Hell yes, as long as I give it my all. I'm willing to take that L, but I'm not going in looking at an L.
No,
right.
I'm not going in. If just certain circumstances made it go that way where you were taking a loss,
right.
Are you willing to take that loss and still walk away with your head up?
For sure,
That's exactly how I feel.
Oh, yeah.
Every loss ain't no loss.
You know what? It's a learning experience.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what's so funny? You know, you're talking about baseball. I definitely remember the time. I mean, this one dude, his last name was Biddle. This guy had to be throwing. He had to be throwing low 90s. I caved four times. I've never struck out in my life four times in one game. I went and found somebody to show me what I am doing wrong with my swing. I corrected that swing within a three-week period. And the next at-bat with that guy, I hit a single right dead up the middle. And that made all of the work, the driving, the effort, the thought, all of it was worthwhile. Because I refused that this guy was going to make, I seen this guy throw so hard, I seen him crack a dude swing and crack aluminum bat. Blow aluminum bat, crack it, man, into multiple pieces. This guy throwing so hard. I ain't really seen too many dudes throw as hard. It's one thing, you can throw 90. Like when you play baseball, you get a guy, he may throw 90, 92, 93, and the ball isn't hard. He just throwing that velocity. But this dude threw hard, and he had velocity. But I tell you something. I was willing to make sure that when I went up there, that bat was not going to be on my shoulders, man. I was going to swing that bat. I was ready, as my man Pete Berrios was my hitting instructor. He told me, he said, one thing about you hitters, he was a pitcher, that term batting instructor, which to me is one of the best things that you can do. A pitcher that has been striking people out, getting people out, now becomes a batting instructor. He said, you guys got to be cocked and ready all the time, man. You got to be ready to fire all the time. And we got to take that mental. That's why I miss baseball, because I can apply baseball to life situations, too. And it really helped me get through a lot of things. I mean, I remember my football days. It helped me get through a lot of things. But you made a point.
Some of the things that you go through now, like fixing cars or something, you might go down the Knicks.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you, man, I can't figure this out, and you probably ain't even going to figure it out. And you tell them, well, did you go? And it's just really just taking the basics and applying everything from the basics from square one and putting it all together.
Yes.
And just making power out of it.
Yes. Yes. And that's something. I'm going to tell you something. That's funny you said that. I did go into the shop this week, and I did talk with him. And the first thing I got into the door, man, he hit me up. He said, look, babe. He said, Big Daddy, I need you to listen to this and tell me what the sound is. But I'm going to break it down even deeper for you, pimp. Check it out. Now, he had already isolated the side, but here's what it was. He didn't believe in his own ears. He didn't believe in his own hands. So when I went down in there, I was able to feel the rotation of the pulley, and I felt the roughness in the bearing, and also, since it had a serpentine belt on it with X amount of poundage of tension on it, it would create a certain sound of harmonics. So he had isolated, but he didn't believe in himself, is what I'm basically saying. And that's the thing that we can't have in our lives no more. You've got to believe in your own self. But it took somebody else to come in and say the same thing, basically, you know, that he might have said, you know, and saying, well, it's got to be over here, the same basic thing. So these are the improvements and stuff that we want. That wasn't going to get him anything pondering a move, but he wasn't cocked and ready. You understand me what I'm saying? See, I want to wake up in the morning cocked and ready. I look at my dog, and I'm going back to this dog because, man, he is just a work of nature. He gets out of his cage or he gets out of laying down, and the first thing he does when he goes outside is he starts barking at the air, dude. That's to let people know, or whatever else out there know, I am here. Y'all know the rule. If you in this gate, I got to let you have it. There's no other way. You got to get it. Think about it. How many of us wake up in the morning, get up with a burst of enthusiasm, get up with a burst of energy, get up with a burst of faith and hope, with movement, and we're cocked and ready? Ready for what life brings us. Taking it. Going into it with confidence. How many of us? How many? And I can say I do it the majority of my days. I get up, and I feel damn good about getting up. I give my thanks for another day, another sunshine. Even if the sun ain't shining, I get up. It's shining somewhere, and I get up from it. Excuse me. I get up from it, and I feel that I am cocked and ready. And I think that's a very important thing to be. And I look at, you look at your dog, man, that dog come out there, dude, he is tail up, hair standing up, ain't nothing out there, but he don't care. He just letting everything know, I'm here, my presence is here. And I think that's what we have to do as individuals too, man. Let the world know that our presence is here, that our presence is here, standing, willing to make a move, willing to do what it takes, willing to learn, willing to expand, willing to grow, and willing to love. That's very important, man. To me, it is. Great health. Got to have great health for 09. What you think about that, baby?
Everything that you do, you have to have good health. I mean, from the bottom to the top. And if you're not working on anything, I mean, people, first thing, your hygiene, your teeth, get all that stuff together.
Yes.
Think about it.
Yes.
I mean, just common practices, just little things.
Little things, big impression.
And it makes a big impression on everything, your life, your character,
yep.
How you are,
yep.
What you do physically.
Yep, yep. And you know what's so funny? Books, your scrolls, your scriptures. Get that health right. You'll receive more intuition, more prosperity. That health is so vital to you receiving these things that you, if you're sick, how can you discern the wisdom and the truth when these things come to you? How can you do it, man?
Your health, how you fuel yourself is very important with your health.
Yes.
I mean, you'll open up your third eye. You'll see things that you never thought you saw before.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. By feeling good. And not only that, people will feed off of you feeling good, too. You can change a household, a business environment. You can change your business by how you come in feeling good, greeting people. How are you doing? You know, not that just, oh, dead, you know, that whole dead feel. Man, but feeling good. That's impressive. I mean, it's a peace of mind. A peace of mind. To me, that's high on my list for 09. A peace of mind. Love. Romance. Anything that you've extinguished love, increase that love. You got loved ones you haven't talked to. Family, friends. Squash that bull crap, man. Squash that stuff. Don't have that stuff linger on. You know, and really, you know, we use the new year for that kind of path, but, you know, that's an instantaneous change. Person ain't got to wait to the new year to have that stuff done. You know what I mean?
You don't have to talk to them, but just what you do, steal their jelly beans.
Go in there and steal their jelly beans. I feel you, baby. And I'll tell you another thing that's very important, too, that I would have to say, one of the top of the list, man, move towards wisdom. Move towards educating yourself. Move towards obtaining more knowledge, not just for yourself, but for your family, you know, for your friends, man. I mean, you know, people say, well, you know, I want to give a gift of something to my kids. Well, you know, to me, I haven't seen a better gift, man, than to lead by example. I haven't seen a better gift to show somebody that you care, that cares for you, from an example of you doing well, to say, you know what, if I did it, you can do it too, no matter what it is. If I did it, you can do it too. I think that's an important thing, man. It's a good thing to think about. All of it, going back to the laws of attraction, every single thing that we've even talked about today is basically dealing with the laws of attraction, the laws of repulsion, the laws of attracting things to yourself, the laws of or the principles of polarity. Those are very important, man. If you're vibrating high and you're feeling good, man, I don't see nothing better than that. I mean, what would you rather be around, man? Somebody feeling great or somebody feeling, you know what I mean, a little low, man? No. And I'll tell you another thing, man. Quit the stressing for 09. You know? Quit the stressing. Stop blocking your own spirit. A lot of people do that by stressing. Stressing, that stuff is off the chain. Doubting, way too much. Every day you hear people, listen to them, so much doubting going on, man. And I'm gonna tell you something. You need to stop that immediately, because that doubting and that worry sends a signal to universe that you don't trust its system, and you don't trust in it when you doubt like that.
A lot of people that you're around or something. I mean, you can change a lot of things.
Yes.
Just by opening your mouth, asking for something that you never probably even thought that you would get. I mean, there was someone told us one time, you know, you'd be surprised of if you need help, and there's nothing wrong with needing help. You can ask a complete stranger sometimes something, and they'll do something for you, and you'll be very shocked.
Hey, you know, I'm going to tell you something. There's not a person out there that is successful that in their system of getting that success, that they don't regularly use that word, help me, I need help. That's a common thing. It's like the word no. There's not a millionaire out there that doesn't use the word no on a continuous basis. And then there's not a millionaire out there that does not reach out for help when help is needed. He knows and she knows how to delegate. That's important, man. And a lot of people don't, because you know why? Pride getting in the way. You know why? Ego getting away. You know why? You don't think somebody can do a job better than you. If you can't do something, or you don't have the time for it, or you don't even have the skill for it, the easiest thing to do to ease up that stress for you is to hire somebody and delegate those tasks out to people. That frees you up to allow things. You can place more desires on the universe. You can free yourself up, open yourself up, open your mindset, open your heart up. Man, when you all congested, tighten up, man, like somebody with clogged pipes, that crap ain't good. Because sometimes we take on too much and not going out there and say, hey, Ken, can you help me today? You know? Not, oh, man, I'm scared to ask him, or scared to ask your spouse or your significant other because of that. Listen, I need help. And a person out there, man, that had any bit of wisdom in them can see when a person really legitimately needs help. I'm going to tell you something. You get numb. When a person needs help, you stop what you're doing to go help that person when they really need it. You know what I mean? And I think that's a very important fact that you mentioned, man. A person needs to definitely use that word help. I'm gonna jump into something right quick too, man, because I know we're coming close to the end of the show. Major causes of failure. Now I'm gonna run through them right quick and touch on a few, Big Daddy, if you feel the necessary need, Big Daddy. Or you thinking about that continental breakfast tomorrow, Big Daddy? What you thinking about? You ain't thinking about the continental breakfast?
No.
You ain't thinking about that?
No.
You ain't thinking about the egg McMuffins and nothing like that? You ain't thinking about that?
I don't.
You don't need that? All right.
I don't need the ham.
I tell you what. Expectation of pay for what you know instead of for what you do with what you know. And what I mean by that is people, I definitely see it in the mechanical side, people expect to get something or money or payment or status due to what they know instead of doing it for what they know how to do, you know what I mean, for how they use what they know. I see that a lot, too. Fear of competition. You don't go into nothing. Kind of get back to your point that you talked about, you know, being in competition. You don't fear anything. See, I didn't fear facing a guy. I just made adjustments, and I got him. And I had a successful career with him after I made those adjustments. You could put that same thing in life, too, pimp. You know what I mean?
Right.
Same thing.
I mean, because all that fear for you and I is just a learning experience.
Right, I
mean,
but I don't want it. You know what I mean?
I don't want to have it at all.
No. We find a way to get from that, man. No imagination. What you think about that? That's very deadly. A man, woman out here with no imagination, man, dude, Ain't nothing sexy about that. Ain't nothing sexy about it, dude. That's death. You gotta have imagination. Creativity, very important.
I have a friend that has a real good imagination, and his stuff is working for him. I mean, he has stuff going on right now. People giving him stuff to
help him out. We're not going to say what it is that he's actually doing, but basically he has a product that's on the market that came from his imagination, and he made it into a physical being, a physical situation now, because he reached out. And what did he do? Did he not ask for help? Did he not go to these places and ask for help?
He asked for it.
Schools, colleges, they produced what he needed, right?
Yes,
sir. All right, that's what I'm talking about, baby. Being too selfish, not good. Disloyalty, not good. That is that, and I don't like using the word good, but that is a cause for failure. Spending too much time arguing over trivial matters. Let's not do that for 09. What you think, man? No need to argue about any subject, to be honest with you.
Either do it or don't do it.
My man, engage or walk. Making a statement that is untrue, I say let's stay away from that. Everything that we need to talk about, anybody that needs to talk about, needs to be on a true baseline. It needs to be that. That's part of the integrity part too, man. No jealousy. So that's for all you haters out there. Quit hating. Quit hating. Start loving. Don't hate the game. Just love the player. That's something new. What you think about it? You go ahead and laugh, Big Daddy. It's worth that. Not living worthy of what you want. How about that? And basically what that is saying in the long haul, baby, not preparing that fertile ground for what you're asking for. But if you're not living it, if you want to be a millionaire, you're not living it being a millionaire now at this point, you're not going
to
be a millionaire.
No,
you know what I mean?
Expectations and dreams and try to put yourself in a millionaire's place.
That's what you got out of mindset, too.
You can't say, well, I don't deserve that or I don't want that.
You won't get it, baby.
You will never get it.
Never get it.
Maybe it's not my time right now. Everything out here is for the time for you to get it.
That's right.
And then you better elevate yourself to try to get it.
Yes, sir. I definitely would say that. I tell you something, too. Most, and I just ran through that because those are things that are on my mind. But what I want to definitely do, and then this is coming to the end of the show, I appreciate. I know we both do, Ken. I know you do, too. Appreciate all your listeners out there. I appreciate you guys allowing us to make our dreams come true. Being on this radio, giving something back to the people, giving something back to the youth, giving something back to the community. And I wish anybody and everybody out there a successful 2009, a very safe New Year's Eve. Going into the new year, baby.
I wish you the same, and I'm telling you this. In 09, we lighten up the road.
Have a good one. Talk to you later.